This is the Solid Signal Podcast for the week of April 22nd, 2024. The subject of this week's podcast is a little bit of an odd one because I have to really be careful. I have to tiptoe around what I'm saying because the truth is that there's a lot of the answers that I want to provide that are kind of really hidden, that, you know, I'm as much in the dark as you are on certain things, and all I can do is give you my best guess. So does that make this podcast less reliable, less truthful, less helpful? Well, you'll have to answer that for yourself, but I hope that the answer is that it doesn't. The subject of this week's podcast is DirecTV standard definition local channels. And in order to understand what's going on, I probably need to go back in time, but first, I want to explain what I'm talking about. DirecTV is actively removing standard definition local channels for city after city after city. They've been promising to do this for some time, and they are doing it really aggressively at this point. Why? Well, first I'm going to take you back to 2016. Back in 2016, when the world is a very different place, DirecTV announced that they would be starting to remove standard definition local channels. After all, high-definition television became part of our lives back in 2009. At this point, I mean, that's 15 years ago. Back at that point, it was only 7 years ago. And the goal was to try to clear up some of that satellite capacity and make it so that you could have more channels available throughout and with DirecTV's limited satellite capacity. And I say limited not because they only have, you know, this tiny number of channels. They do have massive capacity. But on the other hand, the feeling I think at that point was that there were just going to be tons and tons of 4K local channels and they needed to make room. Now, the math might kind of confound you if you think about it. How is getting rid of a standard definition local channel going to make room for a 4K channel when a 4K channel takes so much more bandwidth? Well, the standard definition local channels were encoded with the old MPEG-2 standard, which is nowhere near as efficient as the MPEG-4 and H.265 standards that are used now. So you can fit a 4K channel in the space of, well, about 7 to 8 standard definition channels. It depends. But you can kind of really squeeze a lot of 4K stuff in because the compression is a lot better. Getting rid of those old channels is just a way to optimize everything. Well, 2016 was the day that we all heard about this, and we were told that it was going to probably be late 2019 before the process started. And as far as I know, no standard definition local channels were removed back in 2019. It was something that they weren't quite ready to do yet. They were still messing around, I think, a little bit, changing some things so that the oldest satellite in the fleet, the one at the 119 satellite location, would not have as many channels on it. And then 2020 happened. Now, I don't need to go into what happened in 2020. I think we all remember exactly what happened about 4 years ago this month. But obviously, what happened was that a lot of plans got put on hold, not just because, you know, they wanted to maybe keep things a bit more stable, but also because with people working from home, a lot of times certain things were not possible to do that had been possible when everybody was working together. And I don't know if removing standard definition locals was one of them, but I know that a lot of plans changed at DirecTV in those days. A lot of plans changed for a lot of people in those days, and I was one of those people whose plans changed. I remember it well. But that was 4 years ago. And here's the fact. The fact is that DirecTV's oldest satellite, the one at the 119 satellite location, has been going way, way longer than anybody expected to. And I'm not going to say it's on its last legs. I'm going to say it's probably past its last legs. And I think it's a miracle that it still works at all. It really should be retired at this point, not because it's a bad satellite, but because this thing's been up there for something like 20 years at this point and had a service life originally of 7 years. That is a testament to how well these satellites are built. So removing a lot of these standard definition local channels will allow the 119 satellite to be permanently retired, moved up to a parking orbit where it will spend the rest of its life. until we figure out as a society how to get up there and bring it down safely. And I don't know when that'll be. So that's a big part of it. The other part of it is that, well, in the meantime, we all thought there were going to be these thousands of 4K local channels. That may still happen, but the chances are that it's not going to. So it's not really motivated these days by the need to make room for 4K locals. On the other hand, it's motivated by the need to create efficiency and a better satellite signal. DirecTV 16, the most modern satellite in the fleet, was moved into the 101 position a couple of years ago, and it has massive capacity. It can really handle about 100 high-definition channels, give or take, depending on how they're encoded. And that satellite uses a part of the electromagnetic spectrum that is more resistant to rain fade than the frequencies that are used by the 99 and 103 satellite. So you can take the 100 most important, most watched satellite channels, and you can put them on there, and it's going to make everybody happier. It's going to limit the amount of interruption on those channels. It's going to make them more reliable when it rains, and it's just going to make a lot more sense. Not only that, it's also going to take some of the pressure off the satellite at DirecTV's 103 location, which at this point is already about 15 years old, exceeding its service life and doing an amazing job at it. So it's going to help use that capacity a lot more intelligently than it's being used now. And the real truth of it is that most people are not complaining about these local channels going away because they have high definition service and DirecTV service is very reliable even when it rains. Plus, DirecTV has that signal saver technology that lets you switch over to streaming anytime that you want to or anytime you need to if there's any signal loss. So it just isn't a big deal. That is, unless you have an RV or a boat someplace that you're using a standalone receiver and you're not able to connect to the internet 24/7. In cases like that, a lot of our RV and marine customers tend to use smaller dishes. I'm going to give you these numbers in metric because that's the way the manufacturer gives them. But to give you a little bit of an idea, your average high-definition satellite dish for home is about 95 centimeters. So when you're talking about DirecTV antennas, the mobile antennas, the ones for RVs, the smallest ones tend to be about 20 centimeters, then move up to about 30 centimeters, and these are a lot smaller. The marine ones are 30, 40, 50 centimeters, and these smaller antennas are really only capable of seeing the stuff that's on the 101 satellite, which at the moment is all the standard definition local. So that's been good for customers who wanted to get local channels, staying in their local area and stuff like that. So losing those local channels from DirecTV over standard definition is a big deal for our RV and marine customers. It's a much bigger deal because, again, they're not able to use signal saver technology. They're not able to get the high definition channels because they are going to be found on those 99 and 103 satellites that you just can't get with a smaller antenna. So that's where a lot of our customers have come to us and say, hey, what gives? Why is DirecTV taking this stuff away from us? Why do it to us now? After all, I think that we could agree that while DirecTV is still the dominant form of pay television on the planet, actually, it does not have the same reach that it did, say, 15 years ago before people did all that streaming. Streaming has really changed the way people watch television, and that's not, you know, you can't look away from that. And DirecTV has adapted. So why take away something at a time that people really are looking at options anyway to save money? Well, it's actually, I want to say, and this is where I want to say that I'm not 100% sure, but my guess is that it is actually to save money, which is a little bit weird. I get it. But the usage pattern of these standard definition channels is very, very low. RV and marine customers, even though there are thousands and thousands of you out there, you represent about 1 to 2% of the total DirecTV customer pie. And you're the ones who are interested in the standard definition locals. By trimming down those standard definition local channels and giving more access for high definition channels on that 101 satellite, you're actually serving more people without needing to launch another costly satellite. Right now, as far as I know, DirecTV does not have any applications to launch any new satellites. I don't think they have any on order. So that means they're going to need to make the best of what they have. And that's obviously the way to save money, too, because these satellite launches cost millions and millions and millions of dollars. Operating the satellite up in space is expensive. Having the broadcast center capacity is expensive. And all in all, it's just something that costs a lot of money. And if we were going to have 4,000, say, 4K locals, then it would make sense to have as many big satellites up in the sky as possible. But instead, what we're probably looking at is some contraction in the number of national HD channels, probably very little growth in the number of 4K channels. And when it comes to local channels, I think that a lot of folks are betting on the idea that there will be fewer of them in the future, not more. So in all, my suspicion is it's something that just makes sense for the largest number of people. That doesn't make you feel any better if you're one of the ones who are really affected, like our RV and marine customers. But it for the big picture, it is really probably the right thing to do. So what can you do? There are some things you can do, and I really don't want to talk about them here on this podcast because I don't want to create unfair expectations that everybody is going to be able to benefit. So I'm just going to say that if you really want to find out the best way to still get local channels on DirecTV, still get local channels in your RV, on your boat, then what you need to do is call the experts. Call the folks at Signal Connect at 888-233-7563. If anybody can make it happen for you, we can. Find out what real customer service is about. Call Signal Connect at 888-233-7563 and let us take great care of you. That's about it for the Solid Signal podcast for this week. As always, like, subscribe, and leave a comment. Makes me look good to my boss. And shop at Solid Signal for everything you need to live your best digital life. They sponsor this podcast, pay my salary, and I am, of course, very grateful for that. When you're ready to understand what real customer service can be like, call Signal Connect. Like I said, the number is 888-233-7563, and we're here for you during East Coast business hours. That's it for the Solid Signal podcast for this week. We'll be back next week with even more fun, even more frolic, and probably even a little bit more crankiness. See you then.